boxes on the hillside.
Hi, Steve Pomerantz here, host of On the Money with today's On the Money Extra, where we feature market updates and insights as well as guest interviews with noted financial experts to help you stay informed and learn the facts to make the right decisions about money. So let's get started. It's time for Real Estate Roundup. This is the time every single week we get together with noted real estate agent Terry Story. Terry is a 25-year veteran with Coldwell Banker, located in sunny Boca Raton, Florida. Welcome back to the show, Terry.
Thanks for having me, Steve.
One of your favorite writings is what is known as Terry Story's Real Estate Survival Guide. And I always love to talk about this stuff on the air with you. This week you have moving company advice, how to pick a good moving company. Tell us what you know.
Yeah, Steve, this is always very tricky. And here's some moving tips. It's really important to get three estimates from different moving companies. You're going to want to check out the company, see if they're a registered mover
in your state,
in whatever state you're in.
Mm-hmm.
Get referrals from trusted friends and family that may have just recently moved. Really critical. Read the entire contract and ask questions. And then fourth, check your homeowner's or renter's insurance policy. In all of this, Steve, I can tell you many stories. I've had people move and find out that their insurance didn't cover them and the truck caught fire and they lost everything.
Wow.
I had somebody just recently tell me they didn't read the contract. They just talked to the salesperson, and when they put their stuff in storage, there was all these additional fees that they weren't aware of. You know, they told them what the storage fee would be, but then there was the fee to take the forklift, to pick up the crate, to store. I mean, it's just, it goes on and on and on. Interestingly enough, during the month of April, to give you an example, the Florida Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services, they received over 3,672 complaints.
That's just during the month of April.
Exactly. And that's just the state of Florida. So. You know, multiply the numbers. I mean, it's insane.
Of that, I see your notes here. 351 investigations were started and 11 people were arrested.
That's even scarier.
Not a great business.
No, and I hope it's not just the state of Florida.
Yeah, it could be. I think the bottom line is, of course, there are reputable companies out there, but there are also a lot of unreputable companies out there.
Absolutely. Do your homework.
Do your homework. And really, you know, ask the questions. Get three different contracts under your belt so you can read the contracts and see what the variations are and become an informed consumer.
That's right. Because when you talk to the different companies, they're going to point out different things that you may not have thought of.
Right.
That you might hear if you only spoke to one person.
Exactly. All right. So let's talk about something else here. The reasons for buying a home have changed as new generation comes up and looks at the world in their own unique way. What are some of the ways that the thinking about homes have changed?
Yeah, today's homeowners have a longer-term perspective for their properties. Owners are telling us that a home is more than a price tag. It's a place where they put values in their home. There's all the intrinsic qualities of wealth building, safety, satisfaction, raising a family. So it's not necessarily what it's going to cost them and what it's going to return. They're looking at these things a little more closely.
How about when you look at it between the different generations, between the boomers?
You know, they do have different perspectives.
Yeah.
Baby boomers, the X generations, the millennials, and they look at things differently.
How do millennials look at the market?
They want a place that they're proud of to show to their families and friends. They value a community with great schools. They seek location that encourages healthier lifestyles.
Yeah. I think they're looking for the kinds of homes that are greener. They're looking necessarily in areas that are more conducive to foot traffic or to parks and areas to maintain a healthy lifestyle, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I don't know about us boomers. We're not.
Oh, the boomers.
We're not necessarily an athletic
retiring
group. Yeah.
So the baby boomers, Steve, they're looking at it because they've been around a while.
Yeah.
This is a smart long-term investment. They've purchased probably their first home several years ago, made money. Had they not made a move after 2006, they've built up a lot of equity in their home. So they see the value in the long-term investment behind it.
Right. You know, there is an analogy that you can make between the way boomers look at investing, not just homes, but also the stock market, the way millennials look at the stock market or in long-term investing. You see, millennials have been brought up during a period of some rather chaotic times, 9/11, 2001 bubble, the the 2008 crash. And so generally they look at investing with, I think, a jaundiced eye. They don't see as the markets really being something that they can consider to be a long-term viable investment.
And they're also the ones that stay in the house with their parents till 32.
Yeah.
Okay. And get married a lot later.
Well, that's true. I mean, it seems to be the trend.
Yeah.
All in all. So things are changing. I mean, I'm constantly talking to millennials and saying, you know, you guys have got to take a longer view of this stuff. And even though this is your experience, there's been a lot of history that happened before you became aware of what's really going on. You need to expand. I think it's the same thing for real estate. They have to see real estate as a place for stability, a place to raise a family, and as well as a place that, you know, is an easy purchase decision or a place that, you know, you're proud of, you know.
That's right. And there's long-term advantages if you own the home for.
All right, let's talk about your real estate survival guide. Here's a Q&A for you. The perils of living near a golf course. Now, we live in sunny Florida, so there's a lot of homes around the golf course. So here's the question. Who is responsible for damage if a golf ball strikes a home and breaks a window? Or what if the ball hits a person on the property? What's the answer?
Yeah, well, the law requires that the golfer act reasonably and use ordinary care when playing.
Mm-hmm.
So whether they're hitting the ball or walking to the next shot, they're expected to be careful to keep themselves and their fellow players safe. Now, you know, we all know, I play a little golf. My balls hit people's roofs and everything else. Was it intentional? There's a big difference between playing a normal game of golf, hitting off the tee, the ball drives and hits a house.
Mm-hmm.
It's different if a person purposely puts the ball down and aims to, you know, smack the house with the ball. So generally, you know, the golfer is off the hook unless it's intentional.
I guess the idea, though, is that if you have a home on the golf course, it's implied that you're already taking some responsibility for getting hit.
That's right. And even the golf course owners, they're off the hook.
Mm-hmm.
Because if it was properly designed and it's being operated properly, you know, it's just part of the design. And no one is intentionally trying to have the balls hit the house.
Yeah, but if they have redesigned the course and now your house is getting hit a lot.
Right, and then you might have some recourse to go back to the golf course.
Yeah.
You'd have a little bit more of a case.
Yeah, very good. My guest, as always, is Terry Story. Terry is a 25-year veteran with Coldwell Banker located in Boca Raton, Florida, and she can be found at terrystory.com. Thanks, Terry.
Thanks for having me, Steve.
You're listening to On the Money with certified financial planner Steve Pomerantz. If you'd like information about guests, topics, or anything you hear on this program, call 866-MONEY01 or visit the show's website at onthemoneyradio.org.